She taught me that I was love. Yet she had never met me, or heard me, or seen my flesh in real time. Minute by shaking minute in my own tremble. It's never on purpose, I swear. I am always just a little bit afraid. I don't think it's anybody's fault. I think I've a frantic mind. She has started to notice. I can hear her getting frightened. She is talking craziness now. She's not stopping and I can't keep up with her. So I get down on the ground and do nothing but listen to her. Everything else now is not there anymore. It is these moments I want more of. The ones we never realize. The happening. I know now how to allow myself to believe that there are no worries, to focus only on this, the moment. Things imagined are almost always heightened. It's called synthetic dreaming or synthetic happiness. Everything is slightly or horrifically colorful and perfectly paced. Out of bounds and out of reality. So you see, I know that there can be flaws in choices, but I am choosing not to look any more closely at them than I have to for the sake of the love that she says I am. For the love I will always be for her. We, who were love for each other before a connection of paths, before one foot in front of the other, but I dare someone to try to convince me our love was not real. I bet they did not hear me cry out for her. To be able to do this, I first had to believe she could hear me. No one could ever convince me she was not there, because I was there. Every time I heard her, I was there. Wherever she was, whatever she described, I could see clearly. And if she could taste it, then so too could I. If she began a story suddenly, I felt myself fall into it. Alice in her wonderland, trying to remain unnoticed. Sometimes she would beg me to talk. And I thought, if only she could see this. If only she could see this love.